Blackstone Audio presents The Solitude of Thomas Cave by Georgina Harding. The Narrative of Thomas Goodlard, related on the Suffolk coast one evening of June 1640. Chapter 1. I shall not forget the sight of him as we left. That picture stays strong with me. His figure still and straight on the wide shore, the land huge and bare about him, the snowy dip of the valley at his back, the mountains on either side. Twin peaks they were, of seeming identical height, rising steep and smooth and streaked with grey, as if in some strange reversal the rock were ashes that had been poured down onto the snow from heaven, the sea a darkened pewter, and having that sluggishness to its movement that comes when it is heavy with the beginnings of ice. In all God's earth, from the tip of Africa to the Indies of the wide Pacific, a man might never see a sight so lonely. Other times there would have been talk in the boat as we rowed out to the ship where it lay at anchor. Some way to go, as the bay there is wide and shallow, the boat crammed with men, with the last of us and the last bits of stuff that we must take with us, the heart's ease already laden heavy for the voyage home, with its weight of whalebone and seahorse tusks, and 150 tons of whale oil from what had been a slow, but at the end bountiful season.